Daimon Ion, occurs about 60 times in the Gospels, Acts, and Revelation. In other words, it represents an important New Testament concept. In the best texts, Daimon occurs only once, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 31, where it is apparently used with the same meaning as Daimon Ion. But this is not a normal use. The second expression used in the New Testament to describe an evil spirit is unclean spirit, used about 20 times in Luke, Acts, and Revelation. The third expression, evil spirit, is used 6 times in Luke and Acts. In Luke chapter 4, verse 33, two of these expressions are combined as the writer speaks of a spirit of an unclean demon, Daimon Ion. Altogether, it seems that all three expressions are used interchangeably. Demons are unclean spirits and also evil spirits. The original King James Version regularly translates Daimon Ion as devil. This has led to endless confusion. The English word devil is actually derived from the Greek word diabolos, which has no direct relationship with Daimon Ion. Diabolos means slanderer. In all but 3 occurrences in the New Testament, it is a title of Satan himself. In this sense, it is used only in the singular form. There are many demons, but only one devil. Satan is given this title because his primary activity is to slander, that is, to defame a person's character. First and foremost, Satan defames the character of God himself. He did this in the Garden of Eden when he suggested to Adam and Eve that God was not treating them fairly by withholding from them the knowledge of good and evil. Second, Satan defames the character of all those who in any way represent God. This is his primary weapon against the servants of God. All the main translations subsequent to the KJV have observed the distinction between diabolos and Daimon Ion and have translated diabolos as devil and Daimon Ion as demon. Unfortunately, there is another area of confusion that has not been cleared up in some of the modern translations. The Greek noun daimon gives rise to a verb daimonizo, which occurs about 12 times in the New Testament. The obvious English equivalent of this verb is demonize, which the Collins English Dictionary defines as to subject to demonic influence. In the New Testament, this verb occurs only in the passive form, to be demonized. In the original KJV, it is translated regularly as to be possessed of or with a devil or devils. Most modern versions have correctly changed devil to demon, but incorrectly retained the form to be possessed.